This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, lots to discuss this hour. Republican turncoats, how have they fared? We'll get into a few of those. But I'd like to discuss believability when it comes to Joe Biden. And I'm not talking about his words, because we all know that everything the guy says is a lie. He's a pathological liar. Joe Biden will lie to you when there's no reason to lie to you. And, of course, he has no idea why he has the political ideology that he has, because Joe Biden swings with the wind. He's a complete swinger, politically speaking. A total, well, swinger. He'll get with anybody. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Thanks for the support. However you're doing it, thanks for the support. Are we where we want to be? No. I don't know that that's ever the case, but we slowly, incrementally move up, and it's because of you. So thanks for sharing the show. Thanks for listening to the program and whatever else you may be doing. I will tell you this. We got a few tricks up our sleeves, so keep your eye on us. We're going to be growing at light speed thanks to a lot of absolutely phenomenal people. My assistant, Miranda, she is Johnny on the spot, one of the most loyal young ladies out there and a beautiful person inside and out. And, of course, the very lovely Angie, who I have the utmost respect for. Angie joined us from hearing the show and has been truly a godsend and valuable to the team. She and I are going to put our heads together. And I tell you, the two of us, we are the dynamic duo. By the way, her call sign is Nukem. So if you ever hear Angie on the program and you want to talk to her, just ask for Nukem. And Dewey, Newcomb, and Howe is going to be the name of our new firm. Anyway, did you ever believe that Joe Biden was leading President Trump in any poll during the election? Is it even possible? Or the BS narratives that Republican strongholds were at play, like, you know, the same thing they said with Hillary Clinton. Joe Biden doesn't even need to go into Texas because he, you know, or go into, you know, Michigan because he's got it locked up and he's even got Texas in play. To believe that, man, you really had to be, it had to be a stretch. And of course, we figured it all out. You know, the big cheat was in. But remember what they told us. I mean, I remember with Hillary Clinton, she was so confident in winning, she was leaving to campaign in Texas because that was in play. They tried the same thing with Biden, and in truth, they campaigned nowhere. Dominion was going to do its job, but they failed in 2016, and they underestimated the President Trump turnout, the Trump turnout at the time, making him president. And they did it again in 2020. They couldn't believe the numbers, only this time. They had a backup plan. The nuke button that shut down all the voting at 4 a.m. and regrouped later for a completely BS Biden win is what they decided to do. Now, they're finally figuring this stuff out. You're going to start hearing things about voter fraud. They're going to want to fix it. Because, see, here's the problem when you commit voter fraud and you do it blatantly. All the candidates now know it can be done, so they're all bidding now. Who do I got to pay to get in and all this? And now the lid is off. So now they have to go, oh, no, we got to get the lid back on this before the general public knows these elections are rigged. The reason why Barack Obama was so confident about Hillary Clinton's win is he had locked it in. Forget the Comey stuff and all that. He had locked it in with the machines. But they didn't have that backup plan. They didn't know they could do it so blatantly. So now, are they going to allow people to talk about it? Can you even say anything? Because it's coming out. Little by little, it's leaking out. The social media giants going to let you say anything about it? Or are we going to move off of the social media giants and show them we don't need them? Anyway, I want to read an article. It's a Rasmussen report. Much of the impeachment case against former President Trump in this week's Senate trial focused on his claims about election fraud, but a majority of Republicans agree with his claim that Joe Biden was not fairly elected, and they go on to talk about the stats. 57% of U.S. likely voters say Biden won the election fairly, but 61% of Republicans say Biden did not win fairly. So what they're trying to tell you is that the majority, you know, a bunch of Republicans say Donald Trump wasn't cheated. And, of course, an overwhelming Democrats. And I've looked at the numbers. But let me tell you, I don't believe these numbers for a second. I believe a plurality of Americans believe that Joe Biden cheated his way in, that somebody cheated him in. There's no question in my mind. I think it's probably 78 to 82% believe it. That's how much you can deal with these surveys. But as you consider these surveys, I want you to consider what we thought about them at the time when they were telling us that Joe Biden was leading in the polls. The man that couldn't get 10 people to a rally was beating the guy who could get thousands. Donald Trump could announce he was coming somewhere and without any interference, you know, with the bots and the stuff that the Democrats did to thwart these things. Donald Trump got tens of thousands of people no matter where he went. Didn't matter how much time that you gave him. Donald Trump's going to be in town. They announced Donald Trump's going to be at CPAC and what started out as a blasé event, because I'm telling you, I've talked to many, many people because I'll be there, and they were like, well, you know, I don't know, man, how it's going to be this year. And then they go, Trump's going to be there. Oh, my God. I'm just starting getting texts out. Trump will be there. Oh, my gosh, Kev, can you get me in? Kev. Suddenly it went from a blasé event to something now people want to see. Anyway, they go on to talk about some of these other things that people don't believe, like the impeachment trial. They say it accused Trump of making false claims about election fraud that incited his supporters to riot at the Capitol on January 6th. But 34% of voters say Biden did not win the election fairly, including 36% of voters not affiliated with either major party. That is a full third of this country who doesn't believe it. And that's if you believe this nonsense Rasmussen poll. And I don't. Furthermore, they say, a majority say public figures should not be punished for saying the 2020 election was stolen. Only 35% of voters say public figures should be punished for saying the election was stolen. 54% say not, 11% unsure. But here's what I want to get to. Are you serious? There are people that want you punished because you dare speak your mind? When we come back, I'm going to give you more proof of how people don't care about Biden, don't trust him. Opposed proof.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The media doesn't know what to do with Joe Biden. The Democrats don't know what to do with Joe Biden. The whole of the leftist world doesn't know what to do with Joe Biden. What do I mean by that? Earlier I gave you some Rasmussen polls on voter fraud. Overwhelmingly, Americans believe that Joe Biden is not truly the president. I will never call the man president. As far as I'm concerned, President Trump remains president, and he's on hiatus. He's taking a vacation, and he will. I believe he'll prove it out in certain ways, because the Democrats are done going after him. They got nothing left. And politics, as we know it, has changed forever. Because I'm going to tell you, you will have the strongest third party in the history of America coming in 2024. That's what I believe. If Trump decides he wants to do it. Personally, I would be going out saying, you know what? They didn't think I could ever be president. I made it. They cheated me. But you know what? They'll never take it away from me. I'm number 45, and 45 is the best. People will want this number from now on. Athletes will wear my number. As far as presidents are concerned, they can retire it. I wouldn't say that because they always retire the number after that because they're never going to use it again. But you get what I'm saying. I would be bragging. I'd say, and not only this, if I wanted to, I could completely disrupt the system. There'd be nothing they could do. Blah, blah, blah. If I wanted to do a third party, it could be stronger than the Democrats and stronger than the Republicans. But you know what? I'm a wealthy man. I'm going to get even more wealthy. I'm going to help candidates that I want to win. We're going to change politics. We're going to change state politics. But I'm going to run off with my trophy wife and make sure that, you know, I'd be rubbing it in. Unlike Obama, I don't sleep with a man. You know, unlike Joe Biden, I actually remember who I sleep with. I would just go to town. I would just, oh my gosh, I would just, whoo, stop it. Stop me. Whoo, feel like James Brown. I need my cape. I need somebody to come over and fan me because I'm sweating on the stage. Anyway, the majority of people think that it was that Biden wasn't elected. So that was one thing. And let's see, what was the other part we talked about? Oh, the most of them believe the impeachment case against the president was nonsense. Here's some other stuff. Let's see, 7,000 National Guard troops deployed to D.C. During the impeachment trial. They're divided among partisan lines whether that extra security is needed. Let me tell you something. That doesn't look good for the Democrats. Let's see. Next, thought crimes in the media. Oh, now, what was the other poll we had? Oh, let's see. Should public figures be punished for saying, we covered this a little bit, but there was another poll for Biden. Is he owned by the Chinese? What happened to those notes? So anyway, I don't have the notes in front of me, but I remember seeing the numbers. And something like 54% of Americans say that Biden is owned by the Chinese. Now, think about that. 54% of people believe that this man doesn't make decisions on his own. And let me tell you, you'd have to be a fool to believe otherwise, that he is making these decisions on his own. And I've gone through it. I don't know. To me, it's kind of boring, but here's what I'll tell you. The Chinese have been infiltrating and stealing stuff for a long time. They know every bit of information we have. The only thing they don't have are the engineers and the tech to build the stuff that we have, because a lot of the ideas still remain in our brains. But they know everything. They got all the dirt. There's a rumor, you know, for example, Justice Roberts is a pedophile and appeared on Lolita Airline or whatever it was with Epstein and all this other stuff, and a bunch of other high-profile people are the same. I believe it, but here's what I say. Produce it. I'm sick of talking about it. I may do a complete section on this, but produce it. But here, what I'm getting at is this isn't coming out of thin air. People believe that Biden is compromised because it is. It's like when Hollywood makes a movie about something and you go, ooh, that was a novel idea. No, it wasn't. They stole it. Somebody whispered in their ear, I know of this happening in the government. But forget all that. Just understand this. A plurality of Americans believe that the guy who sits in the Oval Office, who issues executive orders, etc., is under the thumb of the Chinese. How pathetic. But here's what's more pathetic. The Democrats control the narrative. They control the media. They control it all. And they're never going to break that. Biden can have meetings with Xi. He came right. And here's where we come in. Biden came out of that meeting and I said, hey, Biden had a meeting with his boss. See, Donald Trump can have a meeting with Xi right now as a private citizen. He's not having a meeting with his boss. When Donald Trump had a meeting with Xi, when he was the president of the United States, and he still is, by the way, he didn't go into a meeting with his boss. He went in as a boss. The Chinese government cheered when they got Donald Trump temporarily removed from office. But what they don't know is they probably started the biggest revolution against China in quite some time. I remember I was talking about this growing up, that you wouldn't dare say you were a communist growing up. Now, I've learned a lot more since then. I don't care if somebody wants to say they're a communist, but I would say to them, okay, I give it to you that we have roads and bridges and we have medical facilities and things like this that are for the common good. I get that we do have areas of our society that are communist in nature. Okay, I get it. The problem is most of America is capitalistic. It has to be, because that's what functions best. And so here's Biden. By the way, he made a comment about China that because the Uyghurs or whatever they call these people, that they're oppressing, Biden makes the comment, well, it's just a different society than us. So if they choose to oppress people, well, that's okay if they choose to oppress people. It's a different society. Since when? See, leadership looks at what's going on in the world and says, look, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I'll tell you how to do it right. If you do it right, here's what it looks like. Biden doesn't know how to do it right. So you look at any of these polls we're talking about. By the way, folks, these are polls by people who haven't gotten it right in terms of real numbers in years. They haven't gotten it right. And even favoring Democrats and brain dead Joe Biden, Captain Demento, they still don't favor him in enough to where you go, wow, the Democrats have really swayed public opinion. That bothers them to no end. They don't know how to behave. Just look at and for the record, watch the polls as they continue to come out. Now they're gonna try to fake you out and say, oh, look at this. This is what's going on here. And we polled this many of this or that. If you dig deeply into the polls, let me tell you what, I'm gonna predict the future for you. There will be no good polls for Joe Biden. And most of the people I've talked to have said exactly what I've said to you on my show. Let Biden be Biden and just deal with the outcome afterwards.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Supreme Court on Monday threw out a series of remaining challenges to election processes and election results in several states left over from the recent presidential election cycle. The lawsuits dismissed were in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. The power is back on for most Texas residents, but massive electricity bills, broken water pipes, and flooding could leave many in financial turmoil. Some estimates predict the cost could surpass the $19 billion in insurance losses from Hurricane Harvey. Houston resident Tabitha Charlton's house flooded during the recent storm. She also had a claim during Hurricane Harvey.
Dealing with the insurance company is a nightmare. It is a nightmare. I can deal with the damage. That can be fixed. But another 3.5-year battle with the insurance company, I don't have it in me.
That audio courtesy of CBS News, USA Radio News. The Senate Judiciary Committee is grilling President Biden's pick to be America's next top cop.
Judge Merrick Garland is testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee for his confirmation hearing to become Attorney General.
With respect to foreign terrorist attack, I was sitting in my office, arriving at my office as the first plane hit the Trade Center, and I was sitting in my office and could see smoke rising over the Pentagon. I can assure you that this is top of mind for me.
Merrick Garland was a Supreme Court nominee in the Obama era that lasted 293 days. He was denied with an outcome of no action by the Senate. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Apple is leading the world in smartphone sales. In the fourth quarter of 2020, the tech company shipped out almost 80 million more smartphones than any other company, including rival Samsung. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Nothing good will come from the Democrats' deceit. They will wither on the vine. All their deeds, they think they're going to go unpunished because they don't believe in karma, kismet, nor do they believe in a higher power, a.k.a. God. They don't fear God. They think that it's all about what they can get today. And I'm not talking about late. I'm not talking about they'll get their just reward in heaven or in hell. I'm not talking about that. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. And I suggest you do that. We are a very fascinating group. We do a lot of stuff. The Democrats' efforts will wither on the vine. Their internal fighting is going to ultimately destroy them, and their lies will be revealed. These people believe that they can shut down the free speech and the things that you say that they, you know, voter fraud, for example. Climate change, they call you a denier if you don't believe it. They make up all these things and they try to scare you with cancel culture. But it is they who will suffer in the end. Their troops will eventually abandon them. Because somebody's going to get sick of it and say, you know, I'm sick of this happening all the time. Millions of them did over, I don't know how many. Trump got probably 16 to 20 million new voters. I bet you half of them were Democrats that said, screw this. I'm done with them. Do you know any? Are you one of them? I hope you are one of them listening to this program and learning something. I hope you're one of them that's abandoning California, New York, Massachusetts, Portland. Well, Oregon, I'm using. I hope you abandon those states, but for the right reasons, and then come to places and say, I no longer want that. I reject that. They want you to, if you don't believe in the mask, you know, you can be healthy, but if you don't wear a mask, well, you, look at you, and they turn people against you. They want people to turn you in. They want you to be beaten down, to be ostracized, to be ridiculed. Till you finally comply. But their stuff is going to wither on the vine. There will be no fruit bared on their flimsy little limb. So saith Kevin in the book of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That's the Bible that we use here. You guys got your Bibles? You got your handbook? Oh, man. We make up rules as we go here at the the Kevin Jackson Network. So look at people like Omarosa, for example, a hanger-on, a stone stepper, akin to what's the girl that married the prince? I forget her name, Morgan or Megan McKelly or Megan Kelly, whatever her name is. Markle, thank you, Megan Markle, stone stepper. You know, use Trump to get ahead, to get a little bit of a reputation, write her book, etc. But probably having a tough time. Album, wasn't it Mitch, somebody who wrote the book against Trump, anti-Trump book? What about the other guy? I forget his name. I remember him getting called out, Wolf, Nora Roberts on CBS show, where she essentially said, so you really didn't spend that much time in the White House and wrote this so-called White House expose. And, you know, he would, well, I talked to the president when he would enter a room and say, hey, how you doing, Tom? And she literally called this man out. But who was it? Bolton wrote a book. Everybody, ooh, Bolton wrote a book. It's going to be an expose of Trump. It's going to get him impeached or whatever, or get him thrown out of office. What happened there? Nothing. Democrats think they've won. They think, ooh, we got him. We did a coup. We were successful. We got him out. The American people can do nothing. We put in Joe Biden. We made people believe that Joe Biden got 82 million votes. What, 13 plus million more than Obama? Whatever the number is, we sold this lie. We sell all these lies. And they think that they've gotten away with it. It's not going to work. Name somebody who's really prospered and gone after Trump. Let me give you some help. George Will? Has he done it? Who was the other guy that used to be a stellar pundit? You saw him all the time. I can see his face. National Review guy or National something. Anyway, he's got a publication. You know what I'm talking about. I don't see this guy anywhere. There's that other guy. I can't think. Noah Goldberg. He was a hot item for a while. Anti-Trumper? Nowhere. Glenn Beck lost his career over it. I mean, he maybe got some small comeback to it, but his career is essentially done. Who? Name me somebody that's Joe Biden. Really, let me tell you, when they're through with Joe Biden, there will be nothing but bone left to pick off of his dead carcass. There is nothing. The Democrats are going to abuse and use this dude to the point where he isn't going to know what hit him. And let's be honest, he doesn't know it anyway. Yeah. Bill Kristol, that's what I'm trying to think of. Where's he at? Bill Kristol was an icon in conservative politics for a long time, man. It's kind of stuffy, you know. Had this halt air about him, you know, like, I'm very smart, I know what you, blah, blah, blah. Nobody cares about him. Nobody cares about Bolton. None of them. They're gone. Juxtapose that to this Lincoln Project. AP wrote this about him. Last June, the Lincoln Project was on a high. Led by several prominent former Republican consultants, it slickly produced ads attacking President Donald Trump, made it perhaps the best known of the so-called Never Trump organizations. The group tried to claim a higher moral ground in an effort to purge Trump from the GOP. Money flowed in by the tens of millions of dollars from donors eager to help. But with any organization, a crisis was brewing. In June of 2020, members of the organization's leadership were informed in writing and in subsequent phone calls of at least 10 specific allegations of harassment against co-founder John Weaver, including two involving Lincoln Project employees, according to multiple people with direct knowledge of the situation. The email and phone calls raised questions about the Lincoln Project statement last month that it was shocked when accusations surfaced publicly last year. It's also the first known suggestion that Weaver targeted a Lincoln Project staffer. So now it's all in the news. It's a bunch of derelicts. It's just like the Democrats in Congress is what the Lincoln Project is. It's a bunch of people who are harassing each other, doing all the things they claim they want to protect people from, and then spending millions of dollars to cover it up. So all those donations, all those big donors that put that money in, these are people that essentially gave it to nothing. They said after the new details were reported by the Associated Press, get this, the AP is now attacking an anti-Trump group. Why? You don't think they knew about this earlier? They're attacking Donald Trump now because they're going, he's out. Let's go ahead and destroy them too. They said its board had decided to, quote, retain a best-in-class outside professional to review Weaver's tenure to establish both accountability and best practices going forward for the Lincoln Project. What is the Lincoln Project going forward on? It was never Trumpers. You helped get rid of him. You were part of the conspiracy, the cabal, the coup. That's good use of alliteration there, Kev. So the group also encouraged anyone bound by non-disclosure to contact the Lincoln Project for release. Despite the initial warning in June, the group took no action against Weaver, pressed forward with its high-profile work. For a collection of GOP consultants and former officials, being anti-Trump was becoming very good for business. Of the $90 million Lincoln Project has raised, more than $50 million has gone to firms controlled by the group's leaders. Unbelievable. I'm speechless. This group raises $90 million. $50 million goes to their leaders. And what's a little bit of bad press? Man, we have a charity. We sit around looking all the time about, well, what can we put for salaries versus what we do? Because, you know, let me put it this way. If I collected $90 million, you can bet an overwhelming amount of money would be going out for the project, not to its leaders. Who are these people? Wow. One of my big benefactors, he called me one day. He says, man, Kevin, you'd be surprised at the number of people that I thought were pro-Trump, that would be pro-Republican, who are voting for Biden, wealthy, supposed Republicans. These were Lincoln Project type people. And he's right. I would be shocked. Anyway, they've uncovered these people are nothing but frauds. Such is the nature of the Republican Party. Such is the nature of politics in general, but these so-called Republicans who so quickly turn just to based on personality. Look, I've said many times, I cannot like a person as a leader, you know, in terms of personality, but if you are a good leader, I'll follow you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have fake rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
We don't want any trouble.
What are you going to do about it? Let's just see.
I am not.
You are too, a big old sissy. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, talking about the sissy Republicans, the never-Trumpers, the weak-kneed Lincoln Project Republicans, and many of them came back. They got their sanity and said, you know what? President Trump was pretty awesome, but a lot of them didn't. And once the big fix was in and Trump was gone, President Trump, I should say, because he's still the president, once he was out of office and they thought he was, it's safe to come back in the water, then you see what really happens, how the Republicans really feel about you. Seven of them voting to impeach him. Others who have pretty much distanced themselves from him because they think that the Democrats are now back in charge, or the establishment, because there is no Republican and Democrats, really and truly. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Sad to tell you, but there's only one party in this country. There's leftism and there's leftism light. And it's just waiting to make that conversion. And what they're doing is they're trying to get you little by little. I just found out, for example, no ammunition dealer will ship ammunition to within 50 miles of Chicago. They don't ship any to Hawaii. Essentially, if you have a gun in Hawaii right now, you might as well go buy a hammer, because you might as well throw it, because it's just like throwing lead. You'd be better off getting an axe or a machete. That's how they do it. They don't get you. They say, we want your guns. Don't even forget the guns. They won't let you get ammunition. So what good is your gun? But let me tell you who will have ammunition. The people who want to do you harm will have ammunition, whether you like it or not. They're going to get theirs. It's pathetic. I'm talking about these people who go against Trump, President Trump, and they find out it doesn't do them any good. And it's not. Here's what I really need you to understand. It's not that they're going against Trump. That's not it. He's a stand-in for what he represents. And I know it's difficult for some people to believe, but he represents the truth. He represents a guy, whether you like him or not, he's going to give you the truth. I can't even tell you how refreshing that is. It's like going out on a date and a girl saying, hey, look, you seem like a nice guy. You really do. But you just flatly are not my type. Now, you can overcome it. You could go, you know, I don't care what she says. I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to pursue her. And you can end up hurt. In a trail of tears, I don't know where you're going to end up. And occasionally, you get the girl. You know, the dude who really goes above his pay grade gets the girl. But if she's telling you, look, this is my type. You're bald. I like to run my fingers through the hair of my mate. I don't like rubbing on a bald head. Move on. Oh, my goodness. So, we've got people that, in my opinion, don't care about us. They don't like us. And we still want to stick with them. I don't know if that's where I was headed with this, but that's where we're going now. Yeah, the Republicans don't like us. We got one party, and it's the establishment. We should just call it the establishment and the people, because that's it. There's one party, and there's a people that we think represent us, and they don't. They just flatly don't. Hate to break the news to you, but they're all bought and paid for in some form or another, because they lust for one of two things, and they really lust for both, money and power. So, we've kind of looked at the McConnells of the world who've turned on. We expected Romney and Murkowski and Collins and Ben Sasse and others. We expected all of them because they've been weak-kneed Republican sissies for a while. But there's some people we thought would stick with President Trump and understand, hey, look, I get the establishment is big, but I promise you, the body politic is bigger. None of them believe that Joe Biden's really in charge, and none of them believe that Joe Biden got the votes that he got. But they believe in the establishment. They believe in the people that could put together such a cabal that they said, I don't want to fight that. Nikki Haley's one of those. I used to respect Nikki Haley. I was with her, I don't know, it's been over a year now, at an event. And I walked up to her. She gave me two books, signed them. And I was, I've liked her. And I told her, I said, Nikki, I don't like what you did in South Carolina when you took down the Confederate flag. I said, you should have said it was the Democrats put it up so they can come take it down. And you should have had the highest ranking Democrat in the state legislature take it down. She says to me, no, Kevin, symbolically, it was better that they put it up and we took it down. And I went, see, you don't understand strategy. Because people look at it as the Republicans were forced to take down their flag. You seem caught up on too much history. She didn't get it. But I forgave her. And then she came out, and when Trump made her ambassador to the UN, I thought, wow, powerful. Did some good things there. Still had some questions, but I got over it. I went, wow, man, Nikki Haley's amazing. Now, after what she's done, she proved herself to be nothing but a rhino, a sellout. And here's what this story's old, but we have to talk about it. She condemned the president on his actions, supposed actions, leading up to January the 6th, and made the statement that he let us down. He let us down. So now, and here's what she said. It wasn't just words. She said his actions since Election Day will be judged harshly by history. Well, as it turns out, Nikki Haley wanted to meet with President Trump, and he said, no go. So she went from, when I tell you I'm angry, it's an understatement. I'm so disappointed in the fact that despite the loyalty and friendship he had with Mike Pence, that he would do that to him. Like, I'm disgusted by it. Mike Pence? Who is that? And then she went on to talk about his actions since Election Day. Let me tell you, Trump could have been a real thorn in the side of this administration, of what happened going forward. And he should have been. We were prepared to protect him. Why he didn't, I don't know. I really don't. I think they probably said, we're going to go get everybody in your family. Something made Trump say, you know what, I'm going to step away. Don't know what it is. It's just my gut feel. But I think it's funny that turncoat Nikki Haley now says, hey, Donald Trump, can we meet? And he said, no, I have nothing to say to you. As Kevin What's-His-Face on Shark Tank says, you're dead to me. Get out of here. You're dead to me. If you don't want to make a deal with me, you're dead to me. I don't think Trump would go that far, but... And Kevin What's-His-Face isn't either, but I get the metaphor. He's like, look, you had your chance. You're either going to stand with me or you're going to be a turncoat, and I see where you fit. But here's what I will tell you, and I said it earlier with the Lincoln Project in the previous segment. Those who abandon Trump end up getting the worst of it. Nikki Haley just torpedoed her career. I don't care what Democrats do to help her. If you philosophically believe yourself to be a conservative and you're looking for help from the left, sorry for you. But even if you get it, you're not a winner. Win by default is what that is. Anybody think Joe Biden really believes he's the winner? Sits in the office, but he's going to be ridiculed. Do you respect him? Are you ever going to respect a Joe Biden residency? Because I can tell you, I won't.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.